from the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky. Welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region.
I was down to my last nerve when I come around the curve. One August day here in Eastern Tennessee. Feeling kind of lost when I chance to come across roadside marker neat an old hickory tree. There were jellies and jams, there were stacks of jars and cans, there were bushels of parsnips and plums. When a woman of grace held a peach up to my face and told me, boy, you know you ought to eat your one. She said they grow those peaches right down Georgia, ripe and round as sweet as they can be. They grow those peaches right down Georgia, right down Georgia, where I want to be.
Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents a concert performance with Hickory Robot. Coming up on Red Barn Radio.
She was a fabled farmer's daughter. She was hard as boiling water with the wisdom that shone like the sun. Well, to make the moment last, I cleared my throat and asked, can you tell me, darling, where do you hail from? She said, I'm making morning breads. Well, that's where I spend my days as a child, just learning of the world. Till I finally hit my fill of the city and its hill. Now I'm a bona fide, a fine, fresh country girl. I said, they grow those peaches right down Georgia, ripe and round as sweet as they can be. Genuine Georgia peach. You know they grow those peaches right down Georgia, ripe and round as sweet as they can be. They grow those peaches right down Georgia, right down Georgia, where they want to be. You know they grow those peaches right down Georgia, ripe and round as sweet as they can be.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. Lex Arts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. We'd like to thank Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen for supplying food each week for our guest artists and volunteers. Located on Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky, Broussard's Delta Kitchen features the authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta, and live music every weekend. You'll find more information on Broussard's on Facebook. Listen locally, working in concert to encourage everyone to embrace any opportunity to listen locally and engage with each other in a variety of shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. You can learn more about Listen Locally on Facebook, Instagram, and at listenlocally.net. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint provides printed programs each week for our audience members. For all your printing needs, AccuPrint is on the web at accuprint.us.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Renee Collins. Red Barn Radio is now in our 17th broadcast season, and this is Red Barn Radio's 652nd live concert performance. Tonight, we present Hickory Robot. Hickory Robot is an acoustic bluegrass quartet from Cincinnati, Ohio. Their sound is a compelling blend of traditional bluegrass instrumentation mixed with jazz, Celtic, and rock elements that create a truly unique and engaging music experience. The band formed in 2008 and quickly gained a following for its stellar songwriting and impeccable musicianship. Said City Beat magazine, "We are so pleased to welcome Hickory Robot in their second Red Barn appearance here on the Red Barn stage. Let's give it up for Hickory Robot." Red Barn Radio's Brad Becker.
Thanks, Renee. If you are just joining us, you're listening to Red Barn Radio, and our guests this evening are a terrific bluegrass band, Hickory Robot, and they are from the Cincinnati area. We are glad to have you with us, so folks, and we're glad to have you with us. Jim, are you best suited to tell the history of this ensemble here?
I think any one of us can.
Jim Pills.
Scott and I met kind of on the job about I was teaching lessons and he was running a music store, and we would talk about putting a band together and left it at that for a few months and talk about the band, you know, Grisman and Tony Rice and guys we liked and what we'd like to do. And then very slowly it started to come together, and we had kind of a funny name that we would have to get rid of eventually, and we never did. And here we are.
I was just going to say, what was that funny name?
Hickory Robot. People remember it, so that helps.
They do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do. So you all worked in a music store in Cincinnati?
Cincinnati area, yeah.
Do either of you still work there?
I do.
You do?
Career's taking right off. Yeah, I'm teaching guitar lessons there. I love it.
Oh, all right. Nice.
Somewhere in the garden, I climbed into a dream that took me to a mountain where I saw across the skies. And though I gazed from the forest to the ocean, the most captivating sight was waking to her emerald eyes. Amaria, I desire nothing more than Amaria. The key to my heart's door is Amaria. What heaven's meant to be was Amaria, smiling down on me. Summer rain came down, it was warm upon my skin. I turned to take her hand, but she was running with the wind. I followed to the shelter of a willow tree, and there beneath the tangle, she gave love to me. Amaria, I desire nothing more than Amaria. The key to my heart's door is Amaria. What heaven's meant to be was Amaria. Some lovers seem to chase the setting sun. Tomorrow's dreams melt into another one. But your love is new like dawn without end. The promise of spring about to begin. Amaria, I desire nothing more than Amaria. My heart's yours, Amaria. What heaven's meant to be was Amaria, smiling down on me.
What about you, Scott? What else do you do other than play music?
Scott Carnder.
That's pretty much it. So this is kind of my primary original project. Jim and I play in do an Allman Brothers thing together, and I play in a Grateful Dead thing, and Lauren and I have a duo, and Jim and I have a duo, and, you know, what you've got to do to be a musician in, you know, today's economy is multiple revenue streams.
Yeah.
So
with all those different projects you have going on, can you be like married or
married, two kids,
parents?
Yes,
wow,
successfully, yeah.
All right, well, way to go.
20 some years, and
wow,
yeah, so,
all right, yeah. Well, congratulations.
Thanks.
Is your partner also a musician?
She would say no, but I would say yes. She was actually a flautist through college, and then stopped when she kind of got a real job, so she doesn't play anymore, but she did, so she gets, you know, the musician life. And the, you know, the kind of the chasing the muse and the passion and that sort of thing.
Yeah, and what about your kids? How old are they?
One is 18. She just finished her freshman year at UC. The other one's finishing up her sophomore year at high school. The first one played fiddle for a while, but she sings, she acts, she's been in some commercials, and she was in a movie with Cate Blanchett, and, you know,
is
kind of doing her own thing. She's studying at the College Conservatory of Music in electronic media, so behind the camera, where the money is.
Down in the hole, down in the hole, a mile beneath the mountain, carving it for coal down in the hole. Many a man has lost his life, many a man has died down in the hole. Down in the hole, down in the hole, so far away from God, a man ain't got no soul down in the hole. Not that he's forsaken you, he just gets to feel that way down in the hole. A gentle hand to wipe your sweat away, the way to tell the nighttime from the day. Your daddy mind and his did too, and you can hear them say to you, ain't a man alive who was ever born to be down in the hole. Down in the hole, down in the hole, the best years of your life are spent with no place left to go down in the hole. Too poor to quit, too proud to beg, it feels like you were born down in the hole. Down in the hole, down in the hole, well, someone's getting richer, it's just no one that you know down in the hole. Your kids don't eat if you don't work, the only work in town down in the hole. A gentle hand to wipe your sweat away, tell the nighttime from the day. Your daddy mind and his did too, you can hear them say to you, ain't a man alive who's ever born to be down in the hole. There's widows and survivors, it makes your blood run cold down in the hole. Your epitaph was written on the day you went to work down in the hole. A gentle hand to wipe your sweat away, the way to tell the nighttime from mind and his did too. You can hear them say to you, ain't a man alive who was ever born to be down in the hole.
Thank you very much.
And how did your training bring you to bluegrass music?
Well, I studied jazz bass in school, as Aaron did, and where had I time worked out, Aaron would have been my professor. That would have been pretty cool. Have we had a time machine? You know, my dad was a huge bluegrass fan, so I was aware of it growing up, and then kind of later on got into the Grateful Dead, and through Jerry Garcia's bluegrass
Olden in the Way
explorations,
track.
Exactly, kind of pulled me back in the fold, and actually just mentioned offhand to my wife I'd like to play mandolin, and for our fifth anniversary she gave me one, and that was 16 years ago. So and that's when I kind of realized, like, oh, I wish I'd been doing this all along. So
did you grow up in Ohio?
I did. Cincinnati.
Okay. All right.
She awoke to another morning, not knowing what the day would bring. Brewed some coffee, read the paper, not expecting much of anything. Little did she know everything's gonna change. He watched her through the years, oh, he loved to hear her sing. Thought about her from a distance, not expecting much of anything. Little did he know everything's gonna change. Oh, people, they come and they go. He'd been given a second chance to take a step into the great unknown. Never know when change gonna come. Never know when change gonna come. Songs by the river, an ordinary day in May. She saw him there and said hello. He made her laugh, just a little thing. Little did she know everything's gonna change. Walking around her on his mind, not noticing the rain. Saw her there, she smiled at him. They knew right then everything had changed. They both knew everything had changed. Thank you.
Yeah, Aaron, welcome. Tell us about you.
Aaron Jacobs.
I was a Navy brat growing up. I grew up in San Diego and Jersey outside of Philly. Came back here in high school and fell in love with the bass, electric upright bass, and started gigging in high school. And, you know, I just love music. So thankfully with this instrument, if I get a phone call and it says, we need a bass player, I can say, okay. You know, that's a beautiful thing. And Cincinnati is a great enough scene right now where there's enough work to go around. And up through the older players get to play a lot of different things, you know, so you can be a mercenary in the best possible way up there.
Yeah, and yeah. So you do instruction and your roots, your background's in jazz?
Yeah, I mean, if it wasn't for the Beatles and Zeppelin, I wouldn't be playing bass. But yeah, I got very serious about jazz and classical music in high school and studied at CCM for a little bit classical music and then jazz. And thankfully, I ended up teaching jazz bass and jazz improvisation up there. Yeah.
Oh, all right. Mostly sort of college age kids?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Are there students at CCM?
Yeah.
That's Cincinnati Conservatory of Music. And
yeah.
Are there students who come to CCM to study jazz in particular?
Oh, yeah. We have a very, very strong jazz department that Scott and you, did you go to CCM, Jim? Yeah, Jim has a master's degree or went?
Bachelor's
from CCM in jazz. So it's a very strong program. It's a very healthy program, you know. And it really feeds the scene up in Cincinnati in a lot of ways, too. We have two very good CCM, it's a wonderful school, but also, you know, NKU is feeding the Cincinnati scene with great musicians also. So it really is a wonderful, wonderful place to be, and I'm very lucky to be able to, you know, share what little I know with the younger generations coming up.
Yeah.
Ride the rails, take the green line, stew drops from my home. I watch the lights as they pass by. I wish I was alone. Tie is tight, my coat is heavy, briefcase in my hand. I've got a wife and two children, a mortgage and a van. Downtown, it's unfulfilling, but it buys groceries and gas.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Hickory Robot, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with more from Hickory Robot after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.